What's happening on the big screen and the small? What to watch with CJ Johnson.
And joining us for a look this week at What to Watch is CJ Johnson. CJ, good evening. Welcome back to Nightlife for 2022.
Thank you. Let's all welcome 2022 and hope it's a good one.
I know, yes. And wouldn't it be nice to be back in cinemas and all of that?
So, yeah. Hey, I didn't get to do a 2021 wrap-up with you. We did it with Dom, but 2021 was a really great year for movies. So
it was, yeah.
2022 might be a good one as well.
Let's hope so. Anyway, kicking off the new year, we've got three offerings. The Lost Daughter on Netflix, Nightmare Alley, which is in cinemas from this week, and Denzel Washington playing Macbeth in Joel Cohen's version of the Shakespeare play. Let's start with The Lost Daughter. This has got one of your and my favourite actors, Olivia Colman, in it. It's on Netflix. What's it all about?
Oscar winner Olivia Colman from The Favourite, indeed. And I guess she also played the Queen on The Crown for a while.
I saw her in a TV series the other day called Landscapers.
I've heard that's great.
Which has got her in it. And it's really, really good. She's fantastic. So anyway, sorry, CJ, I interrupted. But
no, that's all right. Mm. She's an extraordinary actress. And you know who she's like? She's like Emma Thompson. Mm. Like Emma Thompson, she came from British television comedy and then crossed over into feature films and showed herself to be a sublime dramatic actress, which was also Emma Thompson's arc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she can act her pants off, I can tell you.
And she really does it in this film, The Lost Daughter. So The Lost Daughter, Olivia Colman, the beloved, plays an academic vacationing alone in Greece, mm-hmm. who is forced to consider her legacy as a mother of two daughters when she crosses paths with a large, creepy family. So this is the directorial debut from the actor Maggie Gyllenhaal, and it is an adaptation of a novel by the infamous Elena Ferrante.
Ah, the mysterious author.
The mysterious author. And, you know, people who like Elena Ferrante's novels love Elena Ferrante's novels. You know, she's one of those writers who inspires absolute devoted passion in her readers. And she's also supposedly a bit tricky, partially because she's, you know, anonymous and this, that, and the other.
Yes, whoever Elena Ferrante is. That's right.
Yeah. And adapting her has supposedly been pretty tricky. There was actually a big expensive Netflix or streaming series adaptation of one of her works a couple of years ago that was pretty good, but not brilliant. But this new film is brilliant. So Maggie Gyllenhaal has constructed this film that works on two levels simultaneously. So on one level, it works superbly as a truly suspenseful thriller. This film gets you going, revs you up, and keeps you tense and in suspense for its entire running time. It is consistent with a tone of menace and destabilization. On the other hand, on a deeper level, I suppose, it is a really intricate psychological portrait of a woman who is a problematic mother. And so on a thematic level, it's looking at motherhood and parenthood and what it means to not necessarily be good at it, to be a good parent, because the lead, played by Olivia Colman, is not a good parent. She's got bad parenting in her past. And encountering this family, some of whom are young women with young daughters, makes her reconsider and us reconsider via flashbacks just what kind of a mother she's been. But it also shows you how tough it is to be a mother and why it's not for everyone, or some people find it difficult, or some people run away from it, etc. So you've got this very, very deeply psychological portrait of all of those things, but they're within this really spooky, creepy thriller. It's not a thriller like anyone gets killed or anything like that. You know, it's more of just an ongoing air of a very particular type of menace that really got under my skin. If you ever saw The Comfort of Strangers, which is about a couple holidaying in Venice who meet a creepy couple and things just get darker and darker and darker, it kind of gave me that vibe. It's very sort of Harold Pinter-esque.
All right. Here's a bit from it. The Lost Daughter.
What's your name?
Leda.
Neda?
Leda.
Leda. Leda what? Caruso. Oh, Caruso from Queens. I'm Callie. Callisto. It means the most beautiful. You're not going to have a bite. Not even one bite.
Oh.
How can you hold cake and not eat it? It's good, right?
It's really good.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry about earlier as well. I was feeling a bit anxious.
Yeah. Well, you know, the sun can do that. And, well, maybe your girls, being away from your girls, you know?
Yeah. Well, you'll see. Children are a crushing responsibility. Happy birthday.
Okay.
So it's one of those films that's set in a kind of paradise, you know, a Greek island, but what's happening is not paradisical. So I don't think Greece will be happy with it because it's very, very pretty, but it also makes going to Greece look pretty fraught with danger.
All right. Now, Nightmare Alley, this is in cinemas from Thursday.
Yeah, this is Guillermo del Toro's long-awaited follow-up to his Oscar-winning film, The Shape of Water. I wasn't a particularly huge fan of The Shape of Water, but a lot of people were, and a lot of people love Guillermo del Toro. All of his films up until now have had some kind of mysterious supernatural aspect, but this one doesn't. This is essentially an update of a film noir. It's set in 1941 in a carnival setting, and it's about a hustler played by Bradley Cooper who learns how to become a mentalist at a flea-ridden carnival. So one of those people who supposedly can read minds, you know, you're holding an object in your fist and he's got his blindfold on and he can tell you what the object is and what the object means to you and your entire history, blah, blah, blah. And he becomes very, very good at this, and he starts working his way up the ladder and becoming more and more successful. But he's always super aware that he's just a two-bit hustler, and we are always aware of that too. So it's quite fun seeing Bradley Cooper play this kind of slimy geezer, because he is a really slimy geezer, and that's good fun. And part of the reason he gets away with things is because he's charming and handsome, because he's Bradley Cooper. And that's an interesting dichotomy. The set design of this film is astonishing. The carnival, which is the first act, is amazing. And then as he works his way up into higher society, you've got these gorgeous Art Deco sets from opulent 1941 America. And it's really very beautiful. And as always with Del Toro, it's beautifully lit and it's expensive looking. It's very lush. On the flip side, it's 2.5 hours long. And it plods a bit. There is a lot of ideas in here and there's a lot of story, but it goes on for quite a while. And it's funny because there was an original noir film of this back in the 40s with, Tyrone Power. And so this is based on the same novel, but it doesn't have a noir feel because it's so expensive. It's so pretty. It's not very gritty. But if this kind of thing appeals to you, you might like it. And the whole carnival aspect and hearing people talk about how the hustles work, the carny talk is all very fun. And there's an astonishing cast. Willem Dafoe, Toni Collette, Cate Blanchett, Rooney Mara, Ron Perlman. Oh, yeah, it goes on and on and on and on.
Because they all like Guillermo del Toro. They love Guillermo del Toro, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Well, his last film won an Oscar, so.
That's right. That was the one about the woman who falls in love with
A fish.
A fish, yeah.
Yes. The fish.
We'll say no more. Okay. Yes. This is a bit from Nightmare Alley.
I'll tell you what, you got a safe?
I do.
Why don't you keep this for me? I don't want Molly to know about it anyway. Why don't you keep it for a few days? If you change your mind, we'll split a 50-50. And if not, I'll keep it.
You barely know me.
Oh, I know you well.
So that's Bradley Cooper and Cate Blanchett. He's very good in his role. I got to say about Cate Blanchett, who is one of the greatest actresses alive, without a doubt, she's giving the kind of performance in this film that you imagine someone imitating Cate Blanchett in a film like this would give. We've kind of already seen this, her doing this kind of super villain role.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, the tragedy of Macbeth. Well, this is the Shakespeare play, Macbeth, and it's got Denzel Washington in the title role.
And Frances McDormand as Lady Macbeth, who is Joel Coen's wife and has been in like 20 of his films. Joel Coen working without his brother Ethan Coen for the first time since, you know, the early 80s. Normally they work together as the Coen brothers, but Joel Coen's gone off on his own to do this. This is fun. This is a lean, mean, really cool version of Macbeth. It's only an hour and 43 minutes, so it's really stripped down. Macbeth is Shakespeare's shortest play anyway, but this is a lean, stripped-down version that is all about clarity and beauty of design. It's shot in an incredibly theatrical way. All of the settings are completely quote-unquote artificial. You know, they're obviously sets. Mm-hmm. And very often they have forced perspective and there's a lot of German expressionism in there and it's all about the lighting. And you can tell that the whole thing is like a fever dream. It's not meant to be realistic at all, but it really concentrates on the story. All of the language is beautifully spoken, so it's incredibly clear. I know this play better than any other play because I've been in it twice and I've directed it once, so I know all these lines back to front. But I can tell that this is a clean, clear adaptation. All the acting's really good. It's stunning to look at in high contrast black and white. The way they do the witches is the best way I've ever seen the witches done in any of the like 28 film adaptations of this that have been made. And Denzel is pretty good. He kind of works against the text a little bit because he's playing Macbeth as his age would dictate. I think he's in his 60s now. So he's playing, you know, that version of Macbeth rather than a Macbeth who's 40. And so he's a bit weary, a bit tired, a bit bemused by his own sort of lustful ambition at this stage in life. It's really good. It's really fun.
Okay, well, this is a bit from it. This is Macbeth.
Full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well,
there you go.
I was going to say, you obviously have to see the film. Stars, The Lost Daughter from Netflix.
Four
with
stars.
With Olivia Colman, 4 stars.
Highly recommended, yep.
Okay. Nightmare Alley, this is Guillermo del Toro's film with William Dafoe, Toni Collette, Cate Blanchett.
3 stars. I liked it more than Shape of Water.
Okay. And Macbeth with Denzel Washington?
4 stars.
4 stars, okay. Some nice offerings this week. All right, CJ, good stuff. Thank you.
Take care.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.